Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today, I'm very excited. We're welcoming back TJ Scott, director, and a really, really cool photographer. And we're also welcoming for the first time Rochelle Royale. She's a singer, and she and TJ just created a great new video called Circus Life that's going to be premiering on Friday the 13th. Welcome both of you, TJ and Rochelle.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Really nice to be back on your show. Appreciate it a lot.
I'm really excited to have you back, TJ, and it's really nice having you for the first time, Rochelle.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I think it's been a year and a half since we talked. So,
I know. It's been too long. You've probably been doing a zillion TV shows since the last time we talked.
Oh, I've been doing a few things, but I'm sure we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My audience probably remembers you, TJ, but why don't you tell a little bit about yourself, and then, Rochelle, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself so they have an idea of your background.
I'm a director photographer. I do a lot of shows that kind of run on cable and some on network. Queen of the South, The Strain, Dark Matter, Gotham, Bates Motel, Orphan Black. I don't know if anyone's seen any of those shows. Anyways, I do that, and I'm also a photographer, and I have a couple other little side projects, including a record label that Rochelle is now on. So, Rochelle, you can tell us about what you do.
Hi, guys. My name is Rochelle Royale. I am originally from the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. Mom had three dance studios, grew up in the dance world, and started singing around 8 years old. Was signed in 2014 to Q Prime on the radio, had an album with Mutt Lange, and now I have a new adventure with Cinematic Pictures Group, which is so exciting, and we have a bunch of new music coming out.
That's really cool. You forgot something, TJ. You forgot Xena. You know, we got a big, huge group of people who are tuning in just to hear you say a little something about Xena.
Oh, I do love Xena. That was really one of the highlights of my career, was working on that show. It was very early on in my career. And I was really lucky in the first three seasons to direct a lot of episodes and to be an associate producer on that series. It's one of those funny things that comes up every week of my life ever since, because everybody loved that show. And it was really fun. It started out as like a tiny little show with hardly any budget. By the end, we had a big budget. We could do big stuff. But all the way along, it was just a labor of love, because we loved what Xena and Gabrielle stood for between them. And the kind of the warrior woman and the women's rights that we were advocating in the TV series.
It was special. It was like a moment of time where a lot of really strong female roles were coming out and sort of kind of disappeared now, but it was a really special show.
I'm glad everybody liked it. I love when people say that they love Xena. There's a new employee that's working for our company, and her mother came over from Russia and told me that she literally learned English by watching Xena.
Wow.
Because there weren't a lot of words, we talked slowly so she could repeat them over and over as we were doing the show. So it's that sort of story I love to hear.
That's amazing. That's really cool. So you're now doing a record album, a record label? How did that come about?
Well, it oddly enough, it came about with Rochelle. We talked about music, and I followed her career for about 5 years and seen it go skyrocketing up and seen it take some dips down, and we were chatting about it, and we talked about a TV series that I just worked on, which is called Queen of the South, and Rochelle said, you know, I have an idea for a song for that sort of strong female character too, and she wrote a song called Dark Side and recorded it and handed it to me 3 days later in the studio as I was editing Queen of the South. And I loved it so much, I said, look, we need to do something more with your career. Let's see if we can jumpstart it, take it a new direction, because now you've got kind of a new sound, and it's so interesting and compelling, and I know other people want to hear it. So we started doing songs together, and then I realized, well, you know what, I really love this music business. I've always danced around it. I know lots of people in it. So why don't I just start a label, and that might be the easiest way to help organize all of what we're doing right now with music.
That's really cool. And, Rochelle, is this your first music video, or have you done many before?
I've done a few music videos before, yes. This one is very special. It's probably the biggest one I've ever done. It's called Circus Life. And we had over 100 people on set. We shot it in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it was an honor to see such a huge production for a music video. It was very overwhelming.
That's really cool. From what I saw, it's really a cool video. What's the why did you decide to bring it out on the 13th, Friday the 13th?
Well, Cinematic Pictures Group has many creative people on the team, and one of our team members actually had the idea of Friday the 13th, and we all agreed it's such a great idea to since the vibe of the video is, you know, we have circus freaks and, you know, it has like a darker vibe. So we figured, you know, Friday the 13th makes perfect sense for the theme of the video.
That's really cool. I mean, and did the concept of Circus Life, was that from a song that you did, or is that something that you and TJ worked on? How did that come about?
I worked with a producer named Brandon Salmon, and we had done a few songs previously with the same sonic vibe, and I was just in this mind space of, like, you know, dark pop and really feeling that at the moment. And the concept everyone in the entertainment industry can relate to is it's the rough business. And Circus Life just talks about how, you know, there's wonderful things about the entertainment industry, and that's what kind of lures you in. But then you find out the hardships, and, you know, especially, like, for me personally, being a female in the industry, you know, the things that we face, the challenges we face, you know, you realize the reality of the situation, and it's not all roses and rainbows.
But I love also in the lyrics, there's lyrics that say, you know, walk on high wire. And, you know, in the film industry, you're always walking on a high wire, or in the music business. You know, you could fall one side or the other. You're only up at some point. And you kind of talk about, you know, meeting fire breathers. It's a fantastic metaphor within the song for the industry, where you meet all sorts of people and you don't know what you're going to encounter next. And it's a bit like a circus.
Yes.
I've actually heard actors refer to getting the calling to be an actor, like running away to the circus. Is that sort of like what you're talking about, TJ?
No, it absolutely is. I mean, it seems like almost everybody that you meet in Los Angeles that's in the entertainment business came from somewhere else. You know, I did. I came from Canada. I came here for the circus. I didn't know anybody. Rochelle came down from the Bay Area, moved here to be in the circus. We all do that. And we all love the circus, and sometimes we hate it. But it also is your family.
Yeah.
And within the video, you meet all the characters, but you also see that they are a big family that work together at times too, albeit a dysfunctional family. But
yes.
We just have a fun little technique in the story that Rochelle came up with this concept.
You're breaking up, TJ.
What's that?
You're breaking up. Could you repeat what you said?
A young girl at the beginning of the video who wakes up and sees Rochelle's poster for Circus Life on the wall, and then a clown draws her into the Circus Life, and Rochelle becomes her mentor, leading her through the circus that we reveal. But we realize as we're going along that the young girl that she's mentoring is herself and a younger self, saying, do you really want to come into this business? Do you want to be in this world? It's glamorous, but it's dangerous.
And quick shout out to Miss Kennedy Bryce, who plays young Rochelle in the Circus Life music video. Such an amazing actress, and everyone please go follow her on all of her social media.
And Rob Pryor, who's probably one of the best graphic novel painters in the world right now, plays the clown or the jester that intros her into the world, and then he paints the poster as the video is going along with the characters in it.
Hi, Rob.
To get off a little bit, I want to be able to cover other things with both of you. TJ, what are you working on TV-wise right now? Do you have any new projects that are popping up?
Right before Christmas, I finished the mid-season of Gotham, episode 15, that'll be coming out. So I'm still keeping up with Gotham, and the next thing I do is the season premiere for the show Longmire on Netflix. And it's our final season, so we're very excited about it and sad about it at the same time.
Oh, so Longmire's leaving us, huh?
Well, you know, Netflix has said it's our final year. We're actually all hoping that we're going to get such a big fan base swell that they're going to keep it for one more. But in theory, yes, it is. We're treating it as if it's our final season.
Oh, that's so sad. but you do Gotham and Longmire, and is there any other projects that you're working on? Because you said there were one or two.
Well, I have Stephen King's The Mist, I filmed that's still to come out, and I have coming out on January 18th. I worked on a brand new series from Antoine Fuqua, executive producing, called Ice, that's about the diamond trade in Los Angeles, and we shot that in Vancouver, and it was a really cool show, and Donald Sutherland stars in it, and Ray Winstone, and it's super fun. So that's coming out in 2 weeks, and it has a fun Rochelle surprise within it, too.
Oh, wow. So Rochelle's in that, is in the movie? I mean, or is it one of her songs that are in the movie, or both?
I had this fun thing where when I read the script, I realized that there was a long scene sequence that they wanted to do that would be a little bit like an Eyes Wide Shut type auction of diamonds that was very sexy, like Victoria's Secret models walking around selling the diamonds. And I thought, you know what, we really need a piece of music that makes this a visual and lyrical sequence. So I said to Rochelle, why don't we write a song for this? How quickly can we write a diamond-based song? And we got together with producer Jacob Bunton, and they wrote this song, and we recorded it, and the producers loved it, and we ended up flying Rochelle up to sing it on set. So she's singing it during the whole sequence as these diamond girls go out into the crowd to sell their diamonds. So it's a real set piece for Rochelle, and it's a fantastic piece of music.
That sounds really sexy. I mean, is it like sort of like the Madonna thing with the diamonds? You know, I forgot. Diamonds are a girl's best friend when she sang that.
It's got more of a burlesque vibe on it.
More burlesque.
You hit it right on the nose when you said sexy. Rochelle wears, will you tell her about the dress you're wearing?
This dress was designed by Sarah Joseph Couture. She's based out of Australia. Hi, Sarah. You guys can take a look at the dress. We have plenty of photos of it on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And I have the honor of wearing this dress for 2 days on set, with Jeremy Sisto from Clueless and Cam Giganet from Burlesque with Christina Aguilera. So the vibe of the set was just so glamorous and beautiful. It was shot at the Orpheum.
In Vancouver,
which is an opera house. Just beautiful. And this dress is just,
it's essentially a bunch of ribbons loosely put together around Rochelle's body.
Right. It's corset.
That does sound sexy.
But when you see the show, it comes across very glamorous and very editorial, and it was done very beautifully because TJ did it, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, well, his photography is gorgeous, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I was really, really happy with it.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, and when does that come out? Is it a movie or a TV movie?
It's a TV series. This will be episode 7 of the series. It's on Audience DirecTV right now. Very.
TJ, you're breaking up again.
Oh, it's out January 18th, so it's coming on air.
It's going to be coming out on January 18th on what channel? Because it broke up, sorry.
It's Audience Network on DirecTV.
All right. I have a question that I always ask, and you know, because I've asked you before, TJ, and I'm going to ask each of you. It's kind of important to me because I have an issue myself. How do you balance your very busy work life with a personal life?
What's a personal life?
I just bought TJ a coffee cup that says I need a day in between Saturday and Sunday. And it's true. He does, I think, more than any human being on the planet. He doesn't sleep. TJ does not sleep.
Yeah, we just, you know, there's so much to get done. You know, why sleep? It's just work. And, you know what? Unfortunately, personal life squeezes in between work. Work is my focus, and it's my happiness. And the same with Rochelle. And a lot of reason I wanted to work with Rochelle was because she's so driven and wants to get it done, too, that I never have to push her. She pushes me. So, We're both kind of workaholics, so it works well working together.
And the balance is I'm the emotional artist, and so that's like the yin and yang, you know?
And I have
no
emotions.
Sure. I don't believe that for a second.
he's been controlling his emotions than me. Like, I watch, like, a Hallmark commercial, and I'm done for the rest of the day.
Yeah, my father used to say I would cry at a toilet paper commercial. I'm very emotional, too. I get very teary-eyed, especially if it has something to do with children or pets or something. I mean,
thanks,
I'm such a bitch.
Tell me, girl.
The other thing that I know you guys are doing is you're working together on the record label. Do you have a record, a CD coming out, or has it already come out?
There's two separate projects that we're going to do. There's another artist, her name's Jamie Witten. So Cinematic Pictures Group definitely wants to have a compilation of music that we can give to, you know, the people who are involved, all of our friends, the industry people that we love, and so definitely CPG will have a compilation disc, and then I think for each artist, Jamie, and then me, Rochelle Royale, we'll both have our own EPs that we will release in the near future. We're both working on that right now.
Yeah, Rochelle's in the studio all the time now, recording different songs, and we're working with a number of really talented producers, and we may have enough songs for an album. We'll see if it's an album or an EP, but definitely late spring, early summer, we'll be releasing something for Rochelle that'll be a number of songs within it.
New music.
We also did, Sherry, we did a really cool thing with Diamond Girl. We loved the song so much that there was a burlesque version that we did for the TV series, but then we decided that, you know what, it's such a cool song. Let's do a stripped-down version that's just Rochelle with a piano singing practically live. And then we did a dance music version of it that we had mixed. And we did a completely different version that's more like a James Bond theme. So we're releasing that on January 18th as an EP. It'll be Diamond Girl, but it's four completely different versions of the same song.
Well, that's really cool.
Go ahead. Scott.
Oh, Scott Harbin did the artwork on it. Fantastic artwork on the album cover.
And Dennis Illick shot the photo, which was very fun.
My partner on all of this is Dennis Illick, who's was, oddly enough, we met on Twitter 3 years ago and became best friends, and then launched Cinematic Pictures Group together last year as a company that would have its fingers in all sorts of creative endeavors. We kind of think of ourselves as a boutique, almost like a boutique studio.
That's interesting. So you met your partner on Twitter? How did that come about?
Well, it's social media is really how artists meet a lot of the time from around the world. And Dennis was Australian but was living in Vancouver at the time and was coming in and out of L.A. And he started to follow my work on Spartacus. And I always check who's following me, and I started to see his photography, and he shot, you know, everybody. He shot Daniel Radcliffe, Liv Tyler. He just had, like, this unbelievable resume of people he'd shot, but he'd also shot a ton of my friends, including he'd done an entire coffee table book of Amanda Tapping, who's one of my very good friends from Stargate. So I said, look, we should meet. We should come over to my house for Friday Night Tequila Club. And he came over and, of course, fell right into our group of people who hang out in L.A. And we just became fast friends and then business partners.
Wow. That's really cool. So social media does bring people together.
Yeah, it really does. It's amazing.
That's amazing. We have about 5 minutes. Do you have any appearances, Rochelle, that the public can come see you live?
You know, Cinematic Pictures Group has a gallery now, which is kind of like the permanent venue, and we are planning shows. I think the goal is once a week, eventually, to do to bring in new bands, because obviously we have Juliet and Sean Bevan, who are 8mm, and they've performed several times there, and then Jamie Whitten and myself. My show will be on the 13th for the Circus Life music video release, and I will be performing with Johnny Radke, who is from Cruella, Kill Hannah, and what was the other one?
Well, sometimes he actually plays for 8mm, which is Sean Bevan and Juliet Bevan's band, too.
Yes. So the next show, we will be doing plenty more shows this year. And as we move forward, we will be, you know, inviting more and more people. And eventually it'll be, you know, I'm sure we'll have a few shows open to the public.
Cinematic Pictures, our company, we opened a gallery event space right beside the Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. And we were, what was really cool was Sean Bevan and Juliet Bevan are members of the board of the music division of our company. And they and Johnny Royal were able to bring in PV sound systems, and PV Electronics provided the sound system for us. And then they saw Rochelle and Whitten perform and decided to sponsor them both. And now they're both sponsored by PV, and they actually both have commercials coming out for PV. Witten's is on the air now, and Rochelle's comes out, we think, this week.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And that's right by the Hollywood Walk of Fame and the Grauman's and everything, right?
Exactly. If you're facing Grauman's Chinese Theater, we're up the stairs to the right. And as of next week, the gallery will be open 6 days a week, not Mondays, any other day, from 11 till 6. So you can drop on by our gallery, see our artwork, see the stage. Maybe the recording artists will be there.
That'd be cool. We're coming to the end. Do you have anything that you want to say for your closing saying goodbye, or anything that you would like, that I missed, that you want to say?
If you guys would like to support the single, go on iTunes on January Friday the 13th and pay that 99 cents for Circus Life.
And then the next week, go and buy the EP of Diamond Girl. It's really worth it. If you don't like it, they'll give you your money back, but I know you will. So those are two really cool things in the next 2 weeks that we have coming up.
And watch TJ's episode of ICE.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds fascinating. And his last thing of Longmire.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Longmire. But you know what? We're just going to try and make it a fantastic finale. And, you know, the cool thing is that when you know a season is your final season, at least you can wrap up the storylines well. I hate it when a show doesn't know it's ending and it leaves it loose-ended and then you end. So we'll come up with a fantastic ending for it, and I'm going to try and shoot a great season opener coming up soon.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that show. I'm one of your fans. I just want to thank you both for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I hope you both enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for chatting with Sherry.